VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said Monday that an airstrike in the area of Rafah and southern Gaza that killed dozens of Palestinians was not intended to cause civilian casualties, and it would be investigated. Saying in Rafah, we already evacuated about 1 million non-combatant residents. And despite our utmost effort not to harm non-combatants, something unfortunately went tragically wrong, he said in a speech in parliament that was interrupted by shouting from opposition lawmakers. Netanyahu also reiterated his commitment to bring back all Israeli hostages taken during the October 7th attack, but was interrupted by shouting family members of the hostages. AP correspondent Mike Hempen reports North Korea says its attempt to put another spy satellite into orbit has failed.
North Korean state media reports a rocket carrying the country's second spy satellite exploded in midair on Monday. The North's official Korean Central News Agency says the launch of the spy satellite happened at North Korea's main space center. But the news agency says the rocket blew up soon after liftoff due to a suspected engine problem. South Korea says it detected a launch trajectory believed to be a spy satellite from the North's main space center, but 4 minutes later, many fragments were spotted in the waters. In Japan's NHK public television reports, an image captured by a camera in northeastern China showed an orange light in the sky and then an apparent explosion a moment later. I'm Mike Hempen.
Authorities fear a second landslide and a disease outbreak are looming at the scene of Papua New Guinea's mass casualty disaster. UN officials said Tuesday the massive debris that devastated the village in the South Pacific Nation remote highlands where a limestone mountain sheared away Friday. This is VOA News. NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg said Monday that government should reconsider prohibitions against Ukraine using military aid to target Russian forces on Russian soil, saying the limits are reducing the ability of Ukrainian forces to defend themselves. More from VOA's Jeff Custer.
Speaking during meetings in Bulgaria Monday, Stoltenberg said Russia's invasion that began in early 2022 is a violation of international law and that Ukraine has a right to defend itself, including striking legitimate targets outside Ukraine.
And of course, if you then cannot attack military targets on Russian territory, then it ties one hand of the Ukrainians on their back and makes it very hard for them to conduct defense.
Stoltenberg reiterated that NATO itself is not a party to the conflict, while saying NATO allies have the right to help Ukraine uphold its right to self-defense. Jeff Custer, VOA News.
AP correspondent Norman Hall reports on an analysis of Iran's stockpile of uranium-enriched to near weapons-grade levels.
According to a confidential report by the United Nations nuclear watchdog, Iran has further increased its stockpile of uranium-enriched to near weapons-grade levels. Iran is seeking to have economic sanctions imposed over the country's controversial nuclear program lifted in exchange for slowing the program down. The report by the International Atomic Energy Agency also comes against the backdrop of heightened tensions in the wider Middle East over the ongoing Israel-Hamas war. Israel and Iran carried out direct strikes on each other's territory for the first time last month. I'm Norman Hall.
Russia and Uzbekistan have signed an accord from Moscow to build a small nuclear power plant in the Central Asian country. The agreement came during talks in the Uzbek capital between the Russian president and Uzbekistan leader. If the agreement is implemented, the plant would become the first in Central Asia, further increasing Russia's influence in the region. Talks took place in the Uzbek capital. Prosecutors and defense lawyers in Donald Trump's New York hush money trial are set to deliver closing arguments. Each side wants to score final points with the jury Tuesday before it starts deliberating the fate of the first former American president charged with felony crimes. The arguments are expected to last the entire day. They'll give the attorneys one last chance to address the jury hearing the landmark case. After 4 weeks of testimony, the lawyers' arguments set the stage for deliberations in the case charging Trump in connection with payments during the 2016 election to prevent the adult star from going public with their claims of a sexual encounter. The Republican ex-president denies any wrongdoing. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.